ECDs, welcome to the Education Zone, brought to you by the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. I am your English teacher, Mrs. Manjoro. I hope you are ready for another exciting lesson. In our last lesson, we were using the word like. Do you remember what we said about the word like? The word like is used when you talk about the things you enjoy doing. I hope you continued making sentences with the word like. Did you do the homework I gave you? I asked you to tell your parents or guardians five things that you like eating. I hope you were able to say, I like eating porridge. I like eating potatoes. I like eating fruits. I like drinking milk. I like drinking yogurt. And so many other things that you may like. You deserve a star. Well done. In today's lesson, you are going to learn about dislikes. You are going to learn how to use the word dislike in sentences of your own. Let us sing a greeting song before we go further. Get ready. Let's go.
Say hello to someone sitting next to you. Say hello to someone sitting next to you. Say hello, hello. Say hello, hello. Wave your hand at someone sitting next to you. Wave your hand at someone sitting next to you. Say hello, hello. Say hello, hello.
All right, girls and boys, let's sing our greeting song together. Are you ready? All right, here we go.
Say hello to someone sitting next to you. Say hello to someone sitting next to you. Say hello, hello. Say hello, hello. Wave your hand at someone sitting next to you. Wave your hand at someone sitting next to you. Say hello, hello. Say hello, hello.
Well done, well done, girls and boys. Now you may sit down so we can continue with our lesson. Remember, today we are learning about the word dislike. The word dislike comes from the word like. To dislike means to not like. So, when you dislike something, it means you do not like it. The thing you dislike is the thing that makes you sad. Let me give you some examples of how you may use the word dislike. I
I may say, I dislike noise.
Do you know what that means?
That's right. It means that I do not like it when children make noise. I could also say, I dislike cold weather. This means I do not like it when it is cold outside. I want you to also say what you dislike. Tell the person near you the things that you dislike. Start by saying, I dislike. Then you say what you dislike. You can tell them now. All right. Were you able to use the word dislike in your own sentences? I trust that you managed to do it. Did you say, I dislike hunger. I dislike bathing with cold water. I dislike fighting. I dislike going home late, or any other thing you dislike. Give yourself a pat on the back for making your own sentences saying what you dislike. Now we are going to sing a rhyme. It talks about things we dislike. Are you ready? I will sing one line at a time so that you may sing each line after me. Listen. Here we go. Dislike, dislike, dislike. Things I don't enjoy. Dislike, dislike, dislike. Things that make me sad. Dislike, dislike, dislike. Things I don't enjoy. Dislike, dislike, dislike. Things that make me sad. Now, let us sing our rhyme together. Are you ready? Let's go. Dislike, 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 things I don't enjoy. Dislike, 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 things that make me sad. Dislike, 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 things I don't enjoy. Dislike, 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 things that make me sad. Good singing, girls and boys. Sometimes the things you dislike are not the same as what another person dislikes. This is because we do not always have to feel the same way about the same things. During free play, someone might choose to leave a doll but take a toy car instead. This means that learner may dislike dolls. Another learner may come and pick a doll and leave the toy car. This shows that they may dislike toy cars and not dolls. So, we do not always dislike the same things all the time. Well, boys and girls, I am happy you joined me today. I am proud of you for taking part in this lesson. Give yourself a pat on the back. Today, we were using the word dislike. We said, what you dislike is what makes you sad. The things you dislike are the things you do not enjoy. Please keep practicing using the word dislike so that you will not forget how to use it. To help you practice, I am giving you some homework. I want you to tell the people at home 5 things you dislike. Tell the people at home 5 things you dislike as your homework. It is time to say goodbye. From me, your ECD teacher, Mrs. Manjoro, I say, stay safe and stay tuned. See you next time.